我们先来看几段圣经。
Let us first take a look at a few passages.
第一段我想先看的就是在约翰福音。
The first passage we want to look at is in the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第十八章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 18.
三十七节，三十八节。
Verses 37 to 38.
这是在比拉多审问耶稣的时候所说的话。
This is when Pilate was questioning Jesus.
三十七节。
In verse 37.
比拉多就对他说，他就是耶稣。这样你是王吗？耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。比拉多说，真理是什么呢？那我先读到这里啊。
Verse 37. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth?
今天我要交通的题目就是真理的托付。
The topic I want to share with everyone today is the truth committed to our trust.
我从这个约翰福音这一句话里头。
From the Gospel of John and in these words.
这就是当主耶稣被审问的时候。
This is a time when Jesus was questioned.
比拉多问耶稣说，你是不是王呢？
And so Pilate asked him, Are you the king?
耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间。凡属真理的人就听我的话。
And so he answers, You say rightly that I'm a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I've come to the world, that I should bear witness to the truth.
比拉多问耶稣，你是不是王？
So
耶稣说，这个是你自己说的。
So when Pilate asks Jesus, Are you a king? And Jesus responds, You have said it yourself.
他说，主耶稣说，我不是为了做王来的，我是为了真理而来的。
The Lord Jesus says, I did not come to be a king, but for the truth.
他说，凡是说真理的人就听我的话。
And he says that those who are of the truth will listen to my voice.
那比拉多说，真理是什么呢？
And so Pilate asked him, what is truth?
他问的时候并不是说他想知道真理是什么。
At the time when he asked this question, it wasn't because he wanted to know what truth was.
他问了这句话以后，还没有等耶稣回答。
But after he asked this, he did not wait for Jesus' response.
那他就走了。
And then he left.
所以这个问题，真理是什么呢？
And so this question, what is truth?
在历史历代都很多人在问这个问题。
Throughout history, many people have asked this question.
这些有学问的人、哲学家都想回答真理是什么。
And so those who have learning or have an educational background will ask what is truth.
但是没有一个人能够给这个做一个准确的答案。
But no one has given a very certain response.
只有主耶稣能够给出这个答案。
Only Jesus himself can give this response.
真理在这个原来的希腊文的意思。
And so in the original Greek language.
真理就是不可以忘记的。
The word truth means it's unforgettable.
这个就是真理。
This is truth.
当这个真理是什么呢？
So what is truth?
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
The Lord Jesus himself has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以简单说，真理是什么呢？
So simply put, what is truth?
基督就是真理。
Jesus is truth.
基督的话，圣经也就真理。
The words of Jesus and of the Bible, this is the truth.
那么具体来看一看，到底真理是什么呢？
So in general terms, what is truth?
我们至少可以包括很多方面的内容。
We know that it can encompass much content.
第一个关于这个三一神的真理。
The first one is the truth of the triune God.
父、圣子、圣灵。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他的创造，他们的救赎。
His creation and his redemption.
他们的道成肉身。
And how he became flesh.
他的本性。
And his nature.
这些都是关于神的一个真理。
All these are truth concerning God.
这个在圣经里头讲的很多。
And so in the Bible, it says of this many times.
也是很重要。
And it's very important.
如果不是神告诉我们神是怎样一位神，我们就不会认识神的。
If God does not tell us what kind of a God he is, we would not really know him.
第二个可以说是圣经真理。
And the second we can say is the truth of the Bible.
整个圣经都是讲到真理。
The entire word of God is speaking of truth.
那么我们第三个可以看到是福音真理。
And the third truth we can see is the truth of the gospel.
你要想知道福音是什么，只有从圣经里头可以看到福音是什么。
If you want to know what the gospel is, you can see it in the Bible.
第四个你可以看到是有教会真理。
The fourth truth would be the truth of the church.
到底教会是什么？
So what is the church?
它的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of the church?
神在教会身上的心意是什么？
What is the will of God?
这个都是在圣经里头可以能够学到的。
All these things you can learn from the Bible.
第五个可以讲到是圣徒的生活。
The fifth one could be the life of a Christian.
因为不但给我们讲到上面这些真理，还告诉我们圣徒生活在世上，我们应该怎样生活。
Not only are we going to look at the above truths, but also in our lives, how do we live?
我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
We need to live a holy life.
我们要磨成神儿子的形象。
We need to be conformed to the image of His Son.
在很多方面都讲到圣徒的生活。
In all these aspects, we can see the life of a Christian.
而且一个很重要的讲到国度跟末日的审判这些真理。
And also the truth of the kingdom and the judgment of the end times. This is also truth.
就神最后要达到的整个世界整个宇宙是什么目的。
And so what is God's purpose and plan in obtaining the universe?
所以真理如果我们这样来看的话是包括了很多方面。
So when we look at truth, it does encompass many aspects.
所以从这个角度来看的话，我们可以知道基督徒是怎样的人。
So from this angle, we can see what type of a person is a Christian.
基督徒就是属真理的人。
And so Christians are those who are of the truth.
他是承认真理。
We recognize truth.
他顺服真理。
And we obey the truth.
他信靠神的应许。
And we rely on God's promises.
他是活在神真理的下面。
And so we live under the truth of God.
他是遵循真理的这些人。
And so we obey the truth of God.
这就是基督徒。
This is what a Christian is.
基督徒就是属真理的人。
The Christian is one who is of the truth.
所以主耶稣说，凡属真理的人就听我的话。
And so the Lord Jesus says, those who are of the truth will listen to my voice.
那既然我们是属真理的人。
And so if we are those of the truth.
神也把真理托付给教会，托付给属真理的人。
And if God has committed this truth to our trust.
这是一个很荣耀的。
This is really glorious.
神把这样重要的事情来托付给我们已经信他的人。
That God has committed such important truth to those who already believe in Him.
所以，这个在我们刚才唱的诗歌。
And so then the hymn we just sang.
就讲到我们要正是要求神能够保守他所交托给我们的。
And that we ask that the Lord will keep that which we've committed to Him.
我们再要看两段圣经。
Let's take a look at two passages.
一段是在提摩太后书。
The first one is in 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书，我们看第一章十二节到十四节。
So in 2 Timothy, we want to look at chapter 1, verses 12 to 14.
一章的十二节到十四节，请你能不能给我们读一下。
Verse 12. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believe it, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
再读一下第二章的第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
刚才读的第一章的第十二节里头。
Early when we read verse 12 in chapter 1.
这个讲到保罗说他能够保守保罗所交付主的直到那日。
So Paul says he knows who he has believed. and he's persuaded that he's able to keep what I have committed to him.
那么这句话的意思呢，另外意思呢，也包含一个，就是也能够保守神所交托给我们的。
In other words, this verse here also means that God can keep what He has entrusted to us.
一方面，我们能够把我们自己交托给主，主能保守。
On one hand, we are able to commit ourselves to the Lord so that He can keep us.
另一方面，主也有东西要交托给我们。也是主也能保守。
On the other hand, the Lord has given something to our trust, and He is able to keep that as well.
所以神在圣经里头都告诉我们，我们都是主的仆人。
And so in God's word, He tells us that we are His servant.
我们都是要服侍主的。
We are to serve the Lord.
我们都是要忠心在主所托付给我们的。
We need to be faithful to what was committed to our trust.
那么怎样能够 对待神托付给我们的真理呢
？So how should we treat this truth which has been given to us？
今天我在这个时间里头要分四方面跟弟兄姊妹交通。
And so in today's time, I would like to take a look at it from four angles.
第一个，我们就要领受真理。
The first one is that we need to receive truth.
第二个，我们要守住真理。
The second one is we need to guard the truth.
第三个，我们要见证真理。
The third one is we have to be a witness of the truth.
第四个，我们要传讲真理。
The fourth one is we need to preach the truth.
那这个四个方面呢，都是跟我们只能够接受神所托付给我们这样的一个事情。
And so from these four angles, we can see what God has committed to our trust.
但这四方面，我可能比较偏重的在第一个，怎么领受真理。
And so I will probably emphasize more on how to receive this truth.
跟最后一个怎么传讲真理。
And the last one, how to preach the truth.
那我们第一个，我们先看看我们怎么样领受真理。
And so the first one is how do we receive this truth?
第一步，因为神把真理托付给我们。
The first step, because the Lord has committed His truth to our trust.
我们要怎么来领受呢
？So how do we receive this truth?
让神的真理成为我们所明白的呢？
To allow this truth to be something that we can understand.
第一个，我们就是有个我们态度要一个敬畏的态度。
The first thing is we need to have an attitude of fear.
就是我们对神所托付给我们的。
That means what God has entrusted to us.
我们要一个很敬畏的态度。
We need to have a very reverent attitude.
只要他是我们的王。
Because He is our King.
他的话就是我们的旨意
and,
就是他的旨意
and his word is his will
就我们下级要听从上级的命令一样的
and so we need to listen to his commands
另外方面我们要有一个渴慕一个态度
and we need to have an attitude of desire
我们很想要知道什么样是真理
that we truly desire to know what is
它的内容是什么
what is the content of truth
来渴慕
we need to have this desire
就好像你在远方收到这个你的亲人的信
Just like you have received a letter when you're abroad from your parents sorry from your relatives
你要拿到这信以后你就很想看一看到底里面讲的什么
And so when you get that letter you really want to read what's in it
有一段时间我跟我的内人啊的妻子分开两个地方
So one time I was separated from my wife into two different locations
也非常远
It was really far apart
那个时候也不可能打电话也没有 email
At that time I could not make a phone call or send an email
那就靠信
And so we had to rely on letters
从我妻子的住的地方到我工作的地方信要走五天
And so from where my wife was living and where I was working he had to travel for 5 days
所以他五天写封信五天以后到了我住的地方
and so 5 days ago if she's written a letter then 5 days later
那我收到信以后呢我就要回信我要写封信回去也得五天才能到她那
and so when I received her letter I would write one back to her and 5 days later it would appear at her location
我们两个人就靠着信来保持中间的联系跟彼此的感情
and so we relied on letters to keep our relationship and our feelings for one another
这个信没有什么很耽误的恐怕来了信以后第二天可能就马上要写回去
and so after we received the letters very quickly the next day we would write our spouse back.
所以他写一封信以后，大概第二封信就应该十来天就可以到了。
And so then the second letter that is written in about 10 days, they would get it.
所以大家都在等对方的信。
And so we waited for one another's letters.
一封信到了以后，非常的宝贵。
And so these letters are very precious.
我就要看看信接到以后，我就很想看看到底他说的我的孩子怎么样了。
And so when I received this letter, I would want to read and find out how is my child doing.
嗯，他在这个那边生活怎么样？
How is life over there?
所以每次收到他的信的时候，
So every time when I received the letter,
我是不只看了一遍。
I do not just read it once.
看完以后又再看第二遍。
I'll read it twice.
看到以后又看第三遍。
I'll read it three times.
啊，真是渴慕等着信来。
This is the desire of waiting for a letter.
如果等到十来天都没有信来，
And so after 10 days if there are no letters,
那我心里都非常急。
Then my heart will feel very anxious.
我们对神的话应该比这个还要渴慕些。
And towards the Lord's word, we should even have more of a desire.
我们很想知道到底神在圣经里说的是什么。
We really want to know what is in the Lord's word.
啊，所以我们态度要一个很渴慕的态度。
So we should have an attitude of desire before the Lord.
然后我们对神的话呢，是领受整个的真理。
And so to the Lord's word, we want to receive this entire truth.
不是一部分真理。
Not just a portion of the truth.
曾经有人，现在还有人在说，如果圣经里头能够把神迹奇事耶稣复活的事情去掉的话，那这本圣经很多人都可以读的。
And so some people say, oh, if you get rid of the miracles that Jesus has performed and the miracle of him being resurrected from the dead, then many people will be able to believe this.
他是能够接受耶稣的教训。
They can only receive the Lord's teachings.
他不能接受耶稣是神，他能够行神迹。
And they cannot accept the fact that he is God and he can work miracles.
弟兄姊妹，如果想象圣经把这些神迹全去掉的话，这本圣经还算圣经吗？
So brothers and sisters, if these miracles were taken out of the Bible, is it still the Bible?
而且有时候我们读圣经的时候，觉得这句话对我很好，很安慰我，我就很喜欢。
Or sometimes when we just read some words that are very comforting, so we really like it.
有些话呢，好像有点的不太容易接受，那我就不要。
And so some other words are more difficult to accept, then I don't want it.
讲到要背十字架，要舍己啊，哎，这句话的话不太好，不太好。
When I think about taking up the cross or carrying or denying myself, well, these aren't very good words.
所以我们领受神的真理是要领受整个的真理，不是领受一部分真理。
So when we receive the Lord's truth, it is not just a part of it, but the entire thing.
还有呢，我们领受真理是领受，不是去研究。
And so when we are to receive the truth, it's to receive, not to investigate.
因为一研究的话，就变成人的一些想法了。
Because sometimes when you investigate, it becomes just only man's thinking.
因为神的事情并没有把所有神的事情都告诉我们的。
Because God's things, He hasn't revealed everything to us.
神是按照我们所能明白的来把事情来告诉我们。
It is based on how much we are able to understand that He has revealed that to us.
有些事情神就是告诉我们，我们还不会明白的，神暂时不让我们知道。
And there are some things that we won't understand, and in the meantime, God will not reveal that to us.
所以圣经说，一些隐秘的事情啊，是属于耶和华的。
And so some mysteries belong to Jehovah.
如果圣经里头没有告诉我们的，我们再去研究去啊，往往研究的结果啊，就会落在错误里头了。
And in some occasions, when we, with the Lord hasn't revealed His mystery to us, and we investigate, it becomes very unfruitful.
神就是要我们明白他已经告诉我们的。
And so God wants us to understand what He's already told us.
在信心里头接收过来。
And that by faith we receive this.
在以前的话，这 Augustine 啊，他就很在想关于神的三位一体，Trinity 这样一个真理。
In the past, when Saint Augustine tried to understand the Trinity,
但他想来想去就也不明白。
But he kept thinking about it, but he could not understand it.
这个神是一位神，又是三个 person, 怎么样解释呢？
God is one God, but yet he is three persons. How do you explain that?
393191, 怎么一二三，一就是三，三又是一，那怎么搞的？
One is one and three is three, so why is one three and three one? What is this?
他一直要想研究明白。
And so he wanted to investigate and try to understand it.
但是怎么样也不会研究明白。
But he could not understand no matter how hard he tried.
有一天他走到海边。
So one day he went near the ocean.
看见在沙滩上一个女孩子，四五岁的女孩子在玩。
And he saw a 4 or 5 year old child there.
他看见这个小孩子啊，在沙滩上挖了一个坑。
And so this little girl had dug a little hole.
他拿了一个桶到海边，把水蒯了以后，倒在这坑里。
And so then she would take some water from the ocean with a pail and pour it into the hole.
然后倒完以后，又跑到海里头去蒯水，又再来填，要倒这坑。
And so then after she filled that hole, she went back to get more water from the ocean.
他就问这女孩子，你在做什么？
And so he asked her, what are you doing?
她说，我要把这个大海的水都装在我的坑里头。
And she said, oh, I want to take all the water of the ocean and put it into my little hole.
奥古斯丁忽然之间他明白过来了。
All of a sudden, St. Augustine understood.
他说，我要把神这么伟大的真理装在我的小小的脑袋里头，这根本是不可能的。
If I take the truth of God, this great truth, and try to put it in my small brain, this is not possible.
以后他就不在这方面再去花时间去研究这方面的。
And so he did not spend any more time investigating this matter.
所以我们要在信心里头接受神明显已经告诉我们的话。
And so we need to receive what God has obviously told us in his word.
在信心里头接受。
And by faith we accept this word.
不管是明显的还是隐秘的，我们都相信这是神的话。
Whether it is very obvious or whether it is hidden, we need to believe that this is the word of God.
人怎么能复活？
How can the person be resurrected from the dead?
将来在天国里头，我们是怎么样的？
Or in the future, how are we going to be like in heaven?
这些我们相信神他会做的。
This we believe that God will do it.
我们不需要在这方面去猜测，去研究。
We do not need to try to guess or try to investigate this.
那么我们还要从，不要单单从字面方面来明白真理。
And so not only from the words do we try to understand truth.
我们还要从这话里头的属灵的真实的意义来明白真理。
But to understand the word of God through the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们是要接受真理神所说的字面上的意思，字面。
We need to understand the word of God just based at its face value.
我们也要从里面来明白神说这句话它的实际的意义是什么。
But we also need to understand what exactly is God trying to say through his word.
有的是原则。
Sometimes there's principles.
有的呢是一个example.
Sometimes there are examples.
The example 里头一定有它的原则的。
And so within those examples, God has his principles.
所以有些呢，你不但要看到字句的意思，字句也要看到里面的意思。
So not only do we look at the words and their meaning, but to look at the meaning in the words.
那么我们这样的话，领受真理呢，就不会太过只是一个很表面的了。
Otherwise, our understanding of the truth will just very surface.
不然的话，耶稣跟门徒说过。
And so the Lord Jesus said to his disciples.
他说，如果一个眼睛叫你跌倒的话，就把这眼睛给挖出来。
If your eye causes to stumble, then pluck out your eye.
如果这个一个手叫你犯罪的话，你就把嘴把这手砍掉。
If one of your hands causes you to sin, then you will cut that hand off.
这是如果你按照字句来执行。
Now, if you took that literally,
每个基督徒都没有眼睛，都没有手，都没有脚了。
Then every Christian will have no eyes or hands or feet.
主耶稣的意思就是说，如果这个东西影响到你能够圣洁，能够听主的话的话，你就狠心的把它舍弃。
But what the Lord is trying to say is, if there's anything that causes you to sin, then you need, without compromise, to just cut it off.
所以你不但要读到字句。
So not only do you look at it from a literal perspective.
还要也能够连带的 更重要的来明白这句话告诉我是什么意思。
But you need to ask the Lord, what does your word actually mean?
然后我们领受真理的时候呢，我们还仰望圣灵的开启。
And so when we receive the Lord's words, we also need the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是这本圣经的作者。
Because the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible.
虽然这本圣经是四十多个人写的。
And so even though the Bible is written by 40 different individuals,
但是都是圣灵感动他们，默示他们所写出来的。
But it is because of the leading of the Holy Spirit and His illumination that they have written the word.
所以好像在学校里头有一本教科书。
And so sometimes at school when you have a textbook.
如果这个老师拿这本教科书跟你讲课。
And so when the teacher tells you, or teaches you from the textbook.
如果是这个教科书的作者亲自跟你讲的话。那就是他讲的更要好。
And so if it was the author of the textbook who was teaching you, it would be more effective.
所以我们要仰望圣灵，把他告诉我们的话来启示给我们。
So we need to look to the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what is the word actually saying.
没有圣灵的启示。
Without the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
他不开启我们的心。
And if he doesn't open our hearts.
我们就很难明白圣经的意思。
Then it's very difficult for us to understand the meaning of the Bible.
难怪有好多非基督徒，他们读不懂圣经。
No wonder there's so many Christians who do not understand the Bible.
也看到很多没有很深知识的这个人，他能够明白圣经。
But yet there are some who don't have a lot of intellectual background, yet they can understand the word of God.
因为虽然他没有很学，没有很世上的学问，可是他有圣灵的开启。
Because even though they don't have the worldly education, yet they have the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
所以他能够明白圣经的意思。
So they're able to understand the meaning of the Bible.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵也是真理的圣灵。
The word. Oh, sorry.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. 就是是真理的圣灵。
So the Holy Spirit is a Spirit of Truth.
所以他能够把真理来交通给我们。
And so then he is able to communicate the truth to us.
我们很想明白圣经。
And so we really want to understand the Bible.
当我们来仰望这位圣灵来开启我们。
And so we look to the Holy Spirit to open His Word to us.
他就会把里面的意思丰富。来告诉我们。
And he will abundantly reveal what is the meaning of the word to us.
那么在领受真理的时候。
And so when we receive this truth.
我们还要注意是从很多历史历代神的仆人他们正确的方面来接受这些真理。
We need to notice that through ages past, how did God's servants receive his truth?
自从神把这本圣经赐给人以后。
And so that when God has given His word to these people,
这个这么几千年两千多年来
that in these 2,000 years past,
历史历代有很多神的仆人，他们明白了圣经，把他们的体会告诉我们，他写在书上。
And through history, there are many of those who received revelation have written about the Bible.
那么每个人所领受的仅是一个很小一部分。
And so all those who receive revelation is only a very small portion of it.
每个人他领受虽然是很对。
And so even though the revelation that they received was very correct.
但是他所领受的也就是一个部分。
But yet what they received was only a part of it.
或者有人对这个因信称义他明白了很多他写了非常好。
And so somebody who understands the justification by faith, then they will write about it really well.
有些人对这个 holiness, 明白的非常多，他写的非常好。
Or those who understand holiness, so they will write about holiness.
或者有些人对主再来，他有很深的领会，他写下来了。
Or that the Lord's return, when they have an understanding, they will write about it.
有些人对这国度真理，他非常明白，他写下来了。
Or perhaps they understand the truth of the kingdom, they understand it, so they will write about it.
所以我们领受真理就是从很多历史历代神给这些仆人的启示，我们把它领受过来。
So when we receive truth, it is when God gives revelation to his people from ages past.
因为神知道人是很有限的。
Because the Lord knows that we are very limited.
神的真理非常大，非常高。
And God's truth is so great and so high.
没有一个人能够把所有的真理他都能够认识得非常清楚。
There's not one person who can fully comprehend his great truth.
所以神使用的不是一个人两个人。
So God does not just use one person or another person.
所以神所使用的是历史历代很多很多众仆人。
And so God has used many, many of his servants through ages past.
所以我们要领受这些真理的时候
And so when we receive the truth,
我们要从众仆人所领受的来领受
We need to receive it from all these saints who have received revelation from God.
因为这个是神给教会的宝贵的财产
Because this is the precious inheritance which God has given to his people.
这样避免我们领受呢只是领受片面的偏了一面的真理了
And so we need to be careful that we don't just receive the truth at a certain slant.
当然我这样讲的话是不是说所有的每个人都把它领受过来。
And so I'm not saying to receive everything that these people have received.
就是领受它正确的方面。
But we need to receive what is correct and right.
错误的当然我们不能够领受的。
And of course, the wrong revelations, we should not be receiving that.
所以我们可以从很多方面来看到领受真理是非常重要的。
And so from these various perspectives, we can see it's so important to receive the truth.
第二个要守住真理。
The second thing is that we need to guard the truth.
刚才我们在提摩太后书第一章后面所讲的。
And it's what we have read in 2 Timothy.
因为真理是仇敌常常要来反对要来抵挡的
Because the truth is what the enemy is always against
所以保罗在这里说
So Paul says here
他说要用在基督里的信心和爱心来常常守住
That we need to guard this through the love of Jesus and the faith in Jesus
用信心跟爱心
To use faith and love
信心呢就说到神的话是真实的我们相信我们接受过来
So faith is to say that God's word is the truth so we believe it and we receive it
如果我们觉得这个是真理但是仇敌说这个不是真理那你要常常守住
And so if we believe that this is the truth but yet the enemy says this is not the truth then you need to constantly be on your guard
而且你要用爱心来守住
And you also need to guard this truth with your love.
知道这个是神的心意。
So this is the will of God.
我爱神，我爱主。
I love the Lord. I love God.
我也爱主的真理，爱主的话。
I love God's truth.
这是用爱来守住真理。
So that we, by the love, guard the truth.
那下面还说要靠住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守住。
And so also we need to keep this truth through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
因为异端这些常常会来用些似是而非又对好像又不对这些话来迷惑众人的。
Because many heresies will use partial truths and partial falsities to try to deceive many.
那你怎么能够分辨哪个是真的哪个是对的呢？
So how are you able to tell the difference between what is true and what is false?
怎么能够抵挡这些异端呢?
How do you stand against these heresies?
不但你自己明白能够抵挡异端，你也能帮助弟兄姊妹来分辨，来抵挡异端呢?
So how are you able to stand against these heresies and also help brothers and sisters to stand against them?
这里说要靠着内住的圣灵来牢牢地守住。
That you need to...By the Holy Spirit dwells in us, keep the truth.
因为圣灵的宝剑就是神的话。
Because the seal of the Holy Spirit is the Word of God.
如果我们对这个真理也没有领受好。
Because if we do not receive this truth well.
那么你也会碰到一些人跟你说一些话的时候，你觉得这也很有道理啊。
And so when you meet people who tell you certain things, and you think, oh, that makes sense too.
但是如果你有圣灵，靠着圣灵，圣灵会说。这就是 是不对的
But if you rely on the Holy Spirit who dwells in you then the Holy Spirit will tell you that this is incorrect
圣灵会把神的话再说在你的心里
That the Holy Spirit will speak the word of God again in your heart
那么你就会知道这个是不对的
Then you will realize that this is not the truth
所以就是我们要靠着在基督里的信心和爱心 来守住。
So it's truly by the faith and love of Christ that we are able to keep this truth.
而且靠着住在我们里面的圣灵来牢牢的守住。
And also we rely on the Holy Spirit who dwells in us to keep the truth.
那么第三个，我们要见证真理。
The third thing is that we need to be a witness of the truth.
因为神把真理托付给他的教会。
Because God has entrusted His truth to His church.
就是让教会成为见证真理的一个团体。
And so that we would be a body who would be a witness of the truth.
啊，在圣经告诉我们，教会是真理的柱石和根基。
And so in the Bible it says that the truth is the pillar and the foundation of the church.
啊，就讲到教会有一个很重要的作用。
And so the church has a very important role.
哎，教会不单是我们聚在一起，敬拜神。
And so it's not just about we all worship the Lord together.
也是一个见证真理的地方。
It is also a place where we testify of the truth.
这就是见证。
This is being a witness.
当人来到教会的时候，
that when people come into the church,
他就能看到基督就在人的中间。
And that they see these people.
来到教会不是来到一个娱乐的地方。
And when they come to church, it's not a place to be entertained.
也不是讲一些文化，讲一些哲学的地方。
It's not just to share some culture or some just something special.
才是看到有基督。
But it's to see that there is Christ.
啊，这个就是是个见证。
So this is really being a witness.
当这个见证也需要我们每个信徒在生活行为上能够实行出来。
And so being a witness, we also need in our daily lives to live out this testimony.
啊，这部分我们就很快就跳过去。
So this we will quickly skim over.
啊，我们来到最后一个就传讲真理了。
And so it is to preach the truth, the final one.
这个传讲真理呢，就最重要，要忠心，要忠心。
To preach the truth, the most important thing about it is you need to be faithful.
啊，在刚才我们读到提摩太后书第二章的第二节。
And so we just read in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2.
保罗对提摩太所说的。
And this is what Paul says to Timothy.
他说你听过我很多的教训。
You have heard many of my teachings.
那你也要交托那个忠心能够教导别人的人。
And so he says, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
这地方提到忠心。
And so here it mentions of faithfulness.
忠心就是向主忠心。
This faithfulness is to be faithful to the Lord.
忠心主的话。
It is to be faithful to God's word.
主的话怎么说的，我们就要接受过来，要照着这个来行。
So whatever God's word says, we need to receive it and also live it out.
是向主负责。
It is to be responsible towards the Lord.
不是来迎合社会的潮流。
It is not to just follow the trends of the world.
啊，那就是我们要忠心主的话。
We need to be faithful to the Lord's word.
所以我们在这教会传讲真理呢。
So when we are speaking of the truth in the church.
或者我们传讲福音。
Or when we preach the gospel.
中心都是耶稣基督。
The focus should be Jesus.
啊，所以我们求神在教会当中，在他的儿女当中兴起更多传讲真理的人。
So we pray that in His church that the Lord will raise up more who will preach the Lord's word.
啊，那当我们传讲真理的时候呢，
And so when we preach the truth,
我们也要看到要存一个谦卑的心。
We need to have a heart of humility.
我想在圣经里头特别提到要炫目，要有做先知讲道的恩赐。
In God's word it says that we need to have a desire and that we will receive the reward of a prophet.
我想在读哥林多这个前书14章里头有几节圣经。
And so if we look in 1 Corinthians, there are a few verses.
哥林多前书第14章的第三节说，
In chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians verse 3,
但做先知讲道的是对人讲，要造就，安慰，劝勉人。
But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men.
底下说说方言呢是造就自己，做先知讲道的乃是造就教会。
He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
这个地方讲到有先知讲道。
So here it speaks of the prophecies.
这个地方的先知讲到不是在预言一些将来要发生的事情。
So when we talk about prophecy, it's not about just what will happen in the future.
这个是神给教会给每个弟兄姊妹一个责任，就是我们都来劝募，要把做个先知讲道。
That God has placed in every brother and sister a capacity that He hopes that we will be willing to prophesy.
这个传讲真理。
And that means to preach the truth.
就是把神的心意能够来告诉大家。
To share what is in the heart of God with everybody.
这是先知讲道。
This is what prophecy is.
不是叫我们来讲将来会发生什么事情。
It is not to talk about what we will know of in the future.
当你读了圣经的话语。
So when you read the word of God.
你明白了圣经的意思。
And when you understand the meaning of the Bible.
那么我也读圣经，我也明白另一方面的意思。
And so when I read the Bible, I understand it in a different perspective.
那么我们就可以把所明白的意思，把神的心意能够来交通给别人。
Then we can share what we understand of God's word with others.
这个就是做先知讲道。
This is what it means to prophesy.
具体的就比如在主的讲台。
For example, sometimes when somebody speaking on the pulpit.
或者我们在平时的团契里头读经的分享。
Or perhaps our sharing in our Bible studies.
当你这么在分享的时候，你就是在做先知讲道了。
So at the time that you're sharing on the Bible, you're actually prophesying.
因为你是要把神的心意来告诉大家。
Because you are sharing what is in the heart of God.
你要把从神得着的这样的一个内容，要叫别人也能够分享。
And so you are sharing what you've received from God and with the other people.
那么这个就是保罗说，他说你们要更要炫目的是要做先知讲道。
And so Paul says that pursue certain gifts, but especially desire that you may prophesy.
所以这个就是神的教会里头要这些我们的每一个信主的人能够在这一方面有追求。
And so that this is one aspect that the Lord wants us to pursue.
特别我是觉得在我们这个教会里头更需要这些年轻人能够炫目做先知讲道。
And so that is in our desire that more young people will be able to prophesy.
你们都能够真是在属灵上的真理上能够好好的追求，能够传讲真理。
That you will truly pursue the truth of God. And that you'll be able to preach the truth.
那我就想在这个地方把我所一点负担能够交通给青年人。
And so here I want to share some of my burden with the young people.
因为保罗在提摩太后书第二章就说了。
Because Paul says in 2 Timothy.
保罗说你要能够把这个交托给这个忠心能教导别人的人。
And that if you could commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
你看见这个保罗心里头啊，就是要把他所领受的交托给保罗，给这个提摩太。
And so you can see that in the heart of Paul, he wants to entrust this to Timothy.
而且要提摩太呢，也能够再交托给别的能够忠心的人。
And so that Timothy can also entrust this to those who are also faithful.
那么当然了，提摩太也希望交托给他的人能够把这个神的真理再交托给下面下一代的人。
And so also Timothy will hope that the people whom he's committed the truth to, that these people can also pass it on to the next generation.
这你看起来有多少 generation 了？
So how many generations are there?
保罗一个。
Paul.
给提摩太。
Timothy.
提摩太又给另外一代人了。
And then Timothy to another generation.
另外一代人又再给另外一代人。
And that other generation to another generation.
四代。
Four generations.
继续下下去。
Continuing on.
神的真理就是要继续不断的下去。
And so God's truth is to continue on without stopping.
那些老的仆人已经过去的。
And for example, the older servants have already passed away.
他们要把这些真理交托给下面的。
They want to entrust the truth to the next generation.
人是要过去的。
So people will die.
真理不会过去的。
But the truth of God will not pass away.
所以青年人的责任就是来传讲真理。
So, the, The responsibility of the young people is to preach the truth.
能够让神的真理一直的能够传下去。
To allow the truth of God to continuously pass on to next generation.
这责任是很重大的。
This is a great responsibility.
也是很荣耀的。
It is also a glorious responsibility.
也是非常重的。
Yet it is very heavy.
那我们我就想这个。我想用几分钟的时间提个 几点就可以了。
And so in these few minutes, I want to mention a few points.
一个就是认清目的。
First thing is to know the focus.
The purpose 是什么
？The purpose.
为什么要做先知讲道
？Why do you need to prophesy?
不是说我能讲道就比别人高一等了。
Does not mean that because you know how to prophesy, then you're higher than someone else.
其实，在讲台的服事上面。
In fact, the service of being on the pulpit
并不是一个人可以服侍的。
It's not just one person can serve.
讲道不过就是讲台服侍的其中一部分。
This preaching on the pulpit is just a very, it's one aspect of this.
他需要有人在有这个唱诗歌的人。
He needs someone who leads hymns.
有这个弹琴的人。
The person who plays piano.
门口有招待的人。
People who usher.
有这个翻译。
Those who translate.
有各方面合起来才是一个讲台侍奉。
And that all these various aspects in order to be able to preach on the pulpit.
所以讲道的人并不是高于其他的弟兄姊妹。
And so those who preach are not higher than other people.
有的弟兄姊妹很害怕。
Some people are very scared.
因为一讲的话，他就如果给他一讲道，别人就会说你，会说他什么话了。
Because some are afraid that when they have to preach that others will say something about them.
或者有弟兄，我觉得我能讲到了，我就比别人高了吗
？Or some people say, oh, if I preach God's word, then am I a little bit higher than others?
不能那么想的。
No, you can't think that way.
不要只有这么想法。
Don't think that way.
只是想到这是为了神。
You have to think about it. It's for God.
是为了教会。
It is for the church.
教会需要。
That the church needs
要得到造就，要得到安慰，要得到劝勉。
To receive salvation, comfort, and encouragement.
第二个。
The second thing.
有一个心愿意被主使用。
That you need to have a heart that is to be used by God.
我知道在这次英语退休会当中。
I know that is in the retreat.
你们的中心就是要合乎主使用。
That the focus is to be a vessel fit for the master's use.
你也有这样心，愿意主使用你在教会起到神要你所起的作用。
And you want to see what is God's purpose in your life.
就是愿意给主用。
Is to be willing to be used by the Lord.
就像以赛亚一样的。
Just like the prophet Isaiah.
在异象中间，他见到神。
That in his vision he saw the Lord.
他见到神的荣耀以后，就对神说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
He saw the glory of the Lord, and he said to him, "Lord, here I am. Send me."
那么你就愿意让主来使用你。
And so you're willing to let the Lord use you.
愿意放下我自己。
To lay yourself down.
不怕失败。
And to not be afraid of failure.
因为我们有时候讲完以后，人家说你讲的还不对。
Because some people say after you've said something that, oh, you were wrong.
那就不要紧，错了就改。
And so it doesn't matter if you were wrong, then change.
下次再讲得好一些。
And next time speak better.
不怕失败。
So not being afraid of failure.
那么第三点呢？
The third point.
常做预备。
Is to prepare always.
不是你起来就能够做先知讲道的。
Not just because you stand up doesn't mean you can prophesy.
预备。
You need to prepare.
读主的话。
You need to read God's
word. 读这些属灵的书籍。
You need to read the spiritual books.
听道。
To listen to messages.
思想主的话。
To think upon the Lord's word.
常常把主的话放在你的心里。
Constantly allow the Lord's word to dwell in your heart.
把一些你觉得对你很有帮助的话，把它背下来，记在你的心里。
And for the words that have helped you greatly, you should memorize it and put it in your heart.
让基督的道理来充满你。
So allow the truth of Christ to fill you.
这个是个预备。
So this is to prepare.
另外呢，另一方面预备呢。
And the other aspect of preparing.
就是能够平时你读圣经的时候，读书籍的时候，有一些体会，有些心得。
Is that when you read the word that you when you get a revelation.
你可以弄个本子把它记下来。
So you could have a notebook and write it down.
我们的脑子都是不太好的。
And so our brains aren't the greatest.
当时觉得很好。
At that moment, we think, oh, that was great.
过段时间, 哎呀, 我忘了, 好像是在什么地方, 什么地方。
And so after a while, we forget. We think, oh, it's in this place or that place.
你能够把它记下来,
and so if you can remember to write it down.
帮助你的脑子,
to help your mind.
啊, 有些时候看见一些比较好的见证, 你也可以把它记下来。
Or when there are some good testimonies, then you can write it down.
预备,
to prepare.
啊, 就是我愿意在这方面放心, 放上心, 多多来学习,
and so that you could put your heart into this and learn this.
第四个,
the fourth one.
求主赐给我能力,
to ask the Lord to give us strength.
让我能够按照主给我的恩典能力来服侍,
that by the Lord's grace and strength that we're able to serve Him.
要祷告,
that we pray.
保持心灵的圣洁,
and to keep the purity of the Holy Spirit.
能够接近自己, 能合乎主用,
to be cleansed and that we may be fit for the Lord's use.
啊, 就说到我们的生活行为了, 啊,
and so this is our life's
啊,
actions.
真的需要主给我们能力,
that we need the strength of the Lord.
因为靠着我们自己, 你不能够做这样的先知讲道的,
because by ourselves and relying on ourselves, we cannot prophesy.
我们不是依靠势力, 不是依靠才能, 乃是依靠神的灵。
We're not doing this by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit.
这是需要正是主给我们能力的。
This we really need the strength of the Lord.
然后第五个,
and the fifth point,
不要小看自己年轻。
Do not despise your youth.
有时候对青年人说, 哎, 你好不好这样讲一讲呢? 他说不行, 我太过小了。
And sometimes I ask younger people to speak, and then they say, oh no, I can't, I'm too young.
你们今年最少都不是, 其实都不小了,
you're no longer that young anymore.
都是至少都20多岁了吧,
and so the youngest is probably 20.
不太小啊,
so you're not that young.
保罗说, 不要小看你自己年轻啊,
and so don't look at your age.
主能够用你的,
because God can use you.
那匹这个驴啊, 拴在那个地方, 是个驴驹子啊, 是个小驴啊,
and so that little it was a little colt that the Lord used.
但是主说, 我要用它,
but the Lord says, I want to use him.
神能够用小的,
and the Lord can use the small.
所以不要小看自己年轻,
and so don't look at your age and despise it.
这个, 我看到一个见证很好,
and so I saw a very good testimony.
穆迪是美国一个神很重用的一个仆人,
Moody was greatly used by God in the States.
那么有一次他从美国到英国去服侍的时候, 碰到一个年轻人,
one time he was going back from the States to England, he met a young person.
这个年轻人说, 知道他住在芝加哥的教会, 芝加哥, 他说, 我有时候我会到芝加哥来的, 我到你教会去讲道。
And so there was a young person from Chicago who was attending a church, and he said, I'm here to give a message.
这个目的一看, 不到20岁的人, 还没有怎么长胡子的, 你要来讲道。
So Moody looked at this young person, and he didn't even have any facial hair, and
他就,
he was coming to preach.
他就觉得这个也不太可能,
and so he said, oh, it's not possible.
但是他不能当面拒绝他,
but of course he couldn't reject him in his face.
他说好啊, 你来的时候, 你跟我说啊,
and so he said, oh, when you come,
啊, 我们见见面啊,
well, let us meet.
这青年人说的是真的,
and so this young person, what he said was true.
过段时间说, 我可能快要来了啊,
he said, I will come very soon.
哎, 然后就再过段时间, 他说我礼拜四就到了,
and he says, I will be here by Thursday.
请你安排我的教会讲道,
and can you please organize it so that I could preach?
那这个目的到这个时候呢, 他也不能够再推迟了,
and so at that time, Moody could not delay anymore.
刚好他要出门,
just he was about to leave.
所以他就跟教会的负责人说, 有一个青年人啊, 他来讲道, 请你安排礼拜五、礼拜四晚上、礼拜五晚上给他讲两次吧。
And so then he said to those in charge of the church, he said, oh, there's this young person who's coming, let him prepare something so that he can speak on Friday and on Saturday.
对, 等到礼拜六, Moody 早晨回来了。
And so then on Saturday when Moody came back,
就问他的妻子说, 这个年轻人讲道讲得怎么样啊?
And so he asked his wife, well, how was this young preacher?
哎呀, 他讲得真是特别,
and then the wife says, oh, he's preached in a very special way.
真好,
it's really good.
讲得比你还好,
You beat even better than you.
诶，摩西觉得这个可能吗？
And Moses, huh?
这么年轻怎么会比我还好呢？
How could this younger person be better than me?
所以那天晚上他就请他继续讲。
So that's the night he asked him to continue speaking.
他觉得真好。
And he felt this is great.
礼拜天也请他讲。
And on Sunday he asked him to preach again.
一直讲了七天。
And he spoke for 7 days.
他讲什么呢？
So what was he talking about?
七天讲了一节圣经。
In 7 days he only preached one sentence from the Bible.
约翰福音三章十六节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
讲了七天。
He spoke on it for 7 days.
来听的人很多很多。
And those who came to listen were many.
穆迪也很受到感动。
And Moody was very touched.
哎呀，圣经，一节圣经居然有这么多的丰富的内容在里头。
And that in one verse of the Bible that there could be such abundant meaning in it.
他说这个是个 boy preacher.
And he called him the boy preacher.
能够讲这样。
That he can speak like that.
圣经真是丰富。
That the word of God is so abundant.
摩迪说我以后我要很好的更深入来读圣经。
So Moody says, I must read the Bible even more in depth.
这个 boy preacher 比你们都要年轻。
So the boy preacher is even younger than those sitting here.
他能够神能够用他。
And yet God is able to use him.
我也相信神能够用我们中间的青年人。
And so I believe that God can use the young people here.
教会很需要你们。
God, the church really needs you.
神很需要你们。
And God really needs you.
你们应该把自己放在祭坛上。
You need to lay yourself on the altar.
让主来预备你。
To allow the Lord to prepare you.
你有一个心愿意来预给给呃是给主预备。
That you have this heart to be used by the Lord.
主就在你身上能够找到出路。
And that the Lord can find a way through you.
这是我一个负担。
This is my burden.
真是看愿意看见青年人多多的起来，能够被主所使用。
Like to see more young people rising up to be used by the Lord.
不要等到50岁、60岁、70、80岁再求主来使用我。
Do not wait till 50, 60, or 70 to ask the Lord to use you.
当那个时候神用你也很好。
At that time, God can still use you.
但是要把你最好的时间来献给神。
But you should give the best of your time to the Lord. Let us pray.
愿主你纪念我们中间。弟兄姊妹，
Lord, may you remember the brothers and sisters in our midst.
他们都是属真理的人。
That they are of the truth.
你既然把真理托付给我们。
That if you have committed your truth to us.
主，我们也特别希望青年能够起来，能够接受你的托付。
We especially hope that the young people will rise up and to receive your truth.
能够预备自己。
And to prepare themselves.
洁净自己。
To cleanse themselves.
被主所使用。
To be used by you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你祝福你自己的话语。
May you bless your own words.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.